Okay. Got an all-important game tonight. What's your feelings on tonight's result, Michael? It was a great performance from the team, and a great performance from yourself. You were absolutely brilliant tonight.
I'm delighted. It was the biggest game of the season, really. It was huge, and we were brilliant tonight, really. Like, we deserved it. One, we would have been annoyed if it came out with a 1-1 draw. Like, so like, everyone's buzzing. I think we deserved it, and we can just push on from this now. Like, it's on us. We're at the top. So
interesting first half. I don't know, my reading, the first 10 minutes maybe, the first half, they came out of the traps. Not that they really bothered you too much. In fact, you got the first opening on goal after about 15 minutes. Dundalk were much dominant side in the first half. You came very close, and what was it, maybe a half of a few chances, but yeah. What was it like going in at half time?
It was great coming in. We were delighted with the first half. I know we probably a bit disappointed we didn't score, but we enjoyed the first half. Like, we were the better team after a poor start, and then we were just on top of all first half, so we just pushed on in second half.
You were destroying them on the left tonight. You were absolutely tearing them to bits.
I was enjoying it tonight. Look, I didn't get it as much as I would have wanted, because they were hard to break down at times, but whenever I did get it, like, I was just running at him all the time, and I enjoyed it, and I'm very happy with the result.
But the manager gave you the roving role that you usually play. Like, you weren't set fast on the left hand side. You were moving about all over the place.
I love working under Stephen. He knows where he lets me just play freedom, really, and I was enjoying it. I was getting a lot of ball inside a bit more, which is good. Look, because I couldn't get it wide because of the way they were marking, but I enjoyed the night, and it's brilliant.
The first goal, 46 seconds into the second half. Could you believe it?
No.
after all the work in the first half.
I know. I didn't know it was that soon in the second half, and it was a great goal.
It was a great goal, wasn't it?
Good ball, and it was some finish by Christian, the first time on his left foot.
And I mean, you kept up the momentum after that, after the 1-0, and then we had an incident down here before they got the equalising goal where Pat Hoban was fouled. I've seen it on the monitor, seen it on the replay. The last man back, Bennett, clear foul. Should have been a yellow, red card off. You may not have been aware of that. But that would have been a bit of frustration maybe for the team. But they equalised then. When they pulled the game back, how were you feeling then?
That was disappointing, Nick, because we were on top the whole game, and for them to get a goal out of nowhere, really, because they weren't really bothering us, it was very frustrating. But like, we just kept going and kept going, and we were on top of the rest of the game, really. And then it was a great ball by Roman at the end, and I'm not sure who got it. Pat was a handful, so it was a great goal, like, and I think we deserved it.
And the way, you know, the substitutes, I think, were instrumental in that win. Roland Murray and Dylan Connolly did very, very well in the final minutes of that game. They did really well. They were influential. And, as you say, Roland's cross in caused all the problems for the Cork defence.
Definitely. Like, when Dylan came on, he got us loads of free kicks, and he was down that
he
wing.
He was doing well down the wing,
wasn't
he?
Set me up for one there. I should have shot, and just caused him bother. Like, and Roland and them was making runs all over the place, and his cross was just unbelievable. Like, there was no one could stop the cross, like, really.
So 2-1 win, you've beaten the champions. I know that in one reality it's just another game, but it's a massive game against the champions. It's so important to beat them, and you've got that win here tonight, and that'll just add further to the team's confidence.
It was huge. Like, last year we beat Cork, like, so
yeah,
we know how big it's us two at the top. It's going to come to our games,
yeah.
Like, so that puts us back on top now, and we're delighted with it. Like,
can I ask you finally, there's reports in the papers this morning, Shamrock Rovers are supposedly after you, and they're going to make you the best paid player in the League of Ireland. Is that news to you, or how has Rovers come in with an offer to you?
Well, I'm not too sure, really. Like, I haven't took any of that on. Like, I was just concentrating on tonight's game and just playing. It was a huge match, so I wasn't even taking any of that on.
But they have obviously been in contact with you, have they?
I'm not sure, really. I don't know if they've contacted the team or anything, so I don't really know what's going on.
But would you, if Dundalk give you a good enough offer before the end of the season, or at the end of the season, would you prefer to stay at Oriel Park?
I love it here. Like, I'm enjoying the football. Like, probably the most I've ever enjoyed my football. I love working under Stephen, and the squad's great here, so I'm I'm really enjoying it here, so I'll just see what happens.
Well, listen, anyway, you had a fabulous game here tonight, and congratulations. Great win for you, and the best. I'd love to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Well, Mickey.